New opportunities also exist, like smart contracts and blockchain have clear potential to be the game changers. The innovation opportunities are available in front of us as advanced analytics and artificial intelligence help to improve the decision-making, enrich the insights, and reduce the cost. The electronic uploading of documentation can provide an exceptional customer experience. The digital identity could be a game changer in the longer term. New opportunities also exist to transform the middle and back office, especially through externalization and use of regulatory technology solutions to transform the compliance. The ease to use intuitive dashboards can enable the senior management to identify the enterprise risk and take the early actions. The opportunity for collaboration in capital market is real and growing. Investment banks through their accelerators and labs are collaborating with the fintech firms, forgetting the engagement model right and developing innovative solutions to complex problems. The fintech industry has to face higher barriers to entry in capital markets in comparison to the retail financial services. And hence, the modern fintech firms are engaged in building the cooperative ecosystems that help to reduce structural costs and enable the enhanced regulatory compliance and better service to the customers. Capital market participants and investment bankers have realized the art to evolve in order to shield themselves from the risk of facing a struggle to catch up in the years to come. Now let's understand the role of fintech in the insurance sector. Fintech is disrupting the traditional insurance business models and inspiring new solutions, in turn adding more value for policyholders. Insurers can better target policyholders' pain points and provide solutions to maximize the speed, flexibility, and cost efficiency. InsurTech is now attracting the entrepreneurs and the investors that back them. The startups are targeting all parts of insurance. Many are focusing on the distribution using new technology to reach consumers that traditional insurers could not. The data analytics helps the insurers to use data to make better underwriting decisions. Few startups have become full risk-bearing insurers. Insurers are collaborating with fintech companies and are seeing the startups as a way to win business in normally out-of-reach markets. Technology is creating potential for insurance companies, especially to serve the low-income consumers. Advances in the range of technologies, data analytics, biometric identification, psychometric testing, and the rise of mobile are now being applied to the insurance sector, broadening the range of consumers to whom it is profitable to supply the insurance products and enable the creation of new personalized insurance products. The data generated by the telematics allows for a finer assessment of risk and reduces the insurance premiums. Discounts in life or health insurance can be offered to those who are able to demonstrate healthy lifestyles using wearables, rewarding and incentivizing the low risk behavior. Now, just like we have understood the role of fintech in the insurance sector, let's understand the role of fintech in the insurtech. InsurTech has introduced technological innovations in the insurance sector to make improvements in the creation, distribution, and administration of the insurance business. The main components of InsurTech are artificial intelligence, machine learning algorithms, the Internet of Things, the blockchain technology, the drone technology, and the smartphone applications as well. The chatbots powered with the AI enable the prospect to navigate on their own and choose a product without the human intervention. Machine learning is also powered by artificial intelligence to extract valuable information from the policyholder for risk modeling and demand modeling. The IoT devices are helping the insurer to collect important information about policyholders through the internet. The smartphone apps establish a direct connection between the insured and the insurer. The InsurTech ecosystem comprises the InsurTech startups for providing the new systems and tools to the insurers for faster reaching out to prospects and building a long-term advisory relationship with them. The prospects and policyholders interested in buying out need-based cover for themselves and families or to cover business assets. Insurance companies who are eager to bring in new technology for leveraging new potential from the market and the regulator who want the insurance market to grow and also wants to protect the interests of the policyholders. All this are components of the InsurTech ecosystem. Now let's understand the role of FinTech in the RegTech. RegTech is also known as the regulatory technology. It's an emerging technology that is helping the financial service providers to become more efficient in complying with the regulatory terms and thus reduce the compliance risk. It also reduces the overall compliance cost of the firm. The main components of the RegTech are the real-time monitoring, reporting, and the compliance. The cost is reduced due to the usage of cloud computing for collaboration between the RegTech companies, financial service providers, and the regulators. RegTech is financial services in wide range of services, such as assessing the risk exposure, anticipating the future trades, managing the risk, monitoring transactions, identity management, facilitating counterparty due diligence, the tracking compliance with regulatory norms, such as the Know Your Customer, anti-money laundering, anti-fraud screening, etc., etc. It also helps to make timely regulatory reporting and ensuring the overall control in the enterprise. The RegTech ecosystem comprises the startups that provide innovative technology for real-time monitoring, reporting, and compliance. The financial service providers want to submit periodical reports to the regulator and comply with the regulatory norms and the regulators who monitor the compliance. Now let's understand the role of FinTech in the health tech. Health tech companies provide innovative tech solutions to solve the health problems and improve the quality of life. The healthcare industry is making technology shifts to address the changing consumer behavior. It applies knowledge and technology to create and innovate the digital services for screening and diagnosis, tablets, or computers to document a patient's medical history and deliver the proper treatment, medicines with supply chain solutions, procedures, therapies, vaccines, non-clinical workflows, back office care, navigation support, and healthcare system to automate and scale the healthcare business. So it can apply to more such things in the health tech industry. The mobile medical apps, smartwatches, at-home diagnosis, robotic-assisted surgery, and telemedicine are transforming the medical decision dynamics, and future of health tech is expected to soar higher. The electronic health records are helping doctors to measure and track the patient data, to interact the disease at the right time, and even remind the patients whose preventive checkups are due. The recovery times are being reduced with enhanced drug R&D processes, and the procedures are less invasive due to the usage of advanced technology and improved health hospital operations. Health check is improving the wellness of patients by guiding patients to prevent and stop the diseases. Healthcare companies have raised their efficiency bars by successfully creating and customizing solutions for amplifying the human health, for tailoring memorable experiences to the patients, as one size doesn't fit all. The healthcare industry is providing an improved alternative to the hospital-run healthcare programs. Patients can consult the healthcare professionals on social networks for emotional support and share information based on self-reading. The tech-infused care has modernized the traditional healthcare industry. Health tech has reduced the skyrocketing costs, unbearable wait times, and lead times in the drug development. Health tech also provides urgent help to people living in the remote and backward areas. It increases the patient safety, reduces the medical errors, and improves the healthcare delivery quality. The healthcare is becoming more accessible to a broader group of people, and the healthcare industry has become more than a $1 trillion behemoth at a crossroad. As the COVID-19 crisis continues to shape the next normal, the healthcare companies have mastered the trick of providing more targeted and effective interventions to the patients. Now, let's understand the role of fintech in the food tech. Food tech has created disruption to create efficiency and sustainability in designing, producing, choosing, delivering, and enjoying food by adapting to the changing times to meet the needs of ever more demanding consumers. It has transformed the food industry with new tech rules of the game in spite of the tremendous challenges faced by the food providers and the food enjoyers. The food tech makes use of advanced technologies such as the Internet of Things, artificial intelligence, the big data in all stages of food preparation, distribution, and consumption of food to transform a traditional food provider company into a modern and efficient sector. The food tech R&D team aims to meet the contemporary challenges such as food security, food waste, climate change, etc., with creative technological solutions. The blockchain technology is helping consumers to track the origins of the food and meat available in the supermarkets and the hypermarkets. The drones are used to oversee the display shelves and take inventories in real time. The food tech companies have commoditized organic food. The food tech companies have become the vanguard of the agri-food industry and have commoditized the organic food. The most significant trends in the food revolution have been visible in the biomaterial, biotechnological agriculture, bioenergy, lowering the greenhouse gases, reducing water use, ending deforestation, and sequestering the carbon black into the soil. The foods of the future, namely the legumes, the cactus, the seaweed, the mushrooms, roots, the prototype of fillet, and the artificial meat, dried instant soups, reconstituted fruit and juices, self-cooking meals, lab-made meatless burgers, the kale salad grown on the hydroponic farms are receiving good reviews from food eaters. Seek the variety and is causing a sensation among the wider public. Food tech have made innovations in production, preservation, quality control, and R&D of the food products. It has also made innovations in the edge tech, the plant-based meat, the fermentation and cellular agriculture, the insect-based products, sanitizing food processing equipment, and the reducing of toxins in the food products. All these are coming with innovations. It also has added variety for in the innovation list in the form of adding nutrients that can make the food less susceptible to spoilage. Food e-commerce for delivering meals to homes and offices, as well as the POS system for ordering platforms. Digital technologies and food tech startups are on the rise. Digital technology and food startups on the rise, especially after the COVID-19 pandemic. Huge in venture capital funding in food tech is happening to boost the growth of companies specializing in food processing or production of new products. Food tech is helping the food companies to overcome the looming threat of food shortage and changing the way we all eat with the modern food. Digital technologies and food tech startups are on the rise. The new products may appear to be a fringe trend for avid foodies, But the food tech is surely going to become mainstream in the future for providing more sustainable, healthier, and the efficient food. Now let's see the role of fintech in the climate tech. The term climate tech is relatively new and sprang into wide usage around 2020. However, climate policy is far more developed. Businesses are adopting the net zero goals in line with the Paris Agreement for carbon management. Climate science has also improved to analyze the risk with precision by using newer data science models, artificial intelligence, and the machine learning. Before climate tech, the term clean tech was in use. What does clean tech mean? Clean tech is aimed at using the technology that minimizes undesirable impacts on the environment due to the type of energy used by the industry. Before clean tech, the term green tech was in use. What does green tech mean? Green tech is aimed at using environment-friendly technology for the production process or its supply chain to reduce the effects of human activity on the environment. Now let's see how clean tech provides environment-friendly alternatives to the existing technologies. It provides the environment-friendly alternatives to existing technologies for reducing the environmental damage from existing technology, for improving the environment quality of polluted natural resources, for addressing the air, water, and soil pollution caused by various technologies, for decarbonizing heavy industries, and for the optimization of resources. Climatic plays a significant role in reducing the greenhouse gas emissions, removing emissions from the atmosphere, creating innovative technologies that enable adaptation to the altered climate, reducing the risk of technologies that harm the environment, engineering the carbon capture and natural-based carbon removal. It also plays a significant role in the alternative protein, wastewater treatment and filtration to enjoy plentiful freshwater resource, dam cycle materials that have the higher CO2 footprint and prevent its recycling again, and also to maintain a modern life cycle without an intense level of pollution. Climate tech provides data-driven products. Climate tech provides data-driven products to enable communities, companies, and government to identify the risk due to the climate change and to take timely action. Communities, companies, and government can adapt and become resilient to the effect of climate change with the help of the climate tech. Climate tech also addresses the carbon sequestration in the oceans, green hydrogen fuel, virtual power plants, and blockchain carbon coins with the help of advanced technology. The green chemistry and green nanotechnology, what does that mean? Let's see that also. The green chemistry aims to replace the hazardous material with a new design and application of chemicals or reactions. The green nanotechnology makes use of green chemistry and green engineering with the aim of manipulating the materials to discover the ways of production. So that's the basic difference between the green chemistry and the green nanotechnology. The green tech facilitates the act of fulfilling the societal needs by preserving the resources. Now let's see the role of fintech in yet another vertical, that is the supply chain. Fintech streamline financial systems and make funding the supply chain more efficient. Fintechs function as a cloud-based software platform, enabling procure-to-pay systems that incorporate purchasing management and accounts payable functionality. The integrated solution begins with the purchase requisition and terminates with the payment to the suppliers. Suppliers can join the fintech platforms by adding an app to a smartphone. You're buying firm benefits through more extended payables, while the seller can opt in payment at the time of its choosing on the fintech platform. Multinational corporations are using fintech companies to tap the previously inaccessible capital in their supply chain to help the finance growth in new and the emerging markets, develop and support new products, strengthen their financial positions, and increasing the money available to the whole supplier ecosystem. So friends, with this, we have reached the conclusion of this chapter. FinTech was initially deployed in the banking and insurance sector. However, many new verticals are being disrupted by FinTech in the government as well as non-governmental organizations. So FinTech is growing in core banking, financial services, digital banking, investments and savings, wealth management, corporate lending, personal finance, credit score, big data analytics, predictive modeling, microloans, credit facilities, P2P lending, crowdfunding, mobile wallets, remittances, digital currencies, payment processing, networks, currency and exchange, cryptocurrency, blockchain, insurance, regulatory technology, compliance. That's not all. More to come with disruptions, newer disruptions in newer verticals. So we can add as many in the future. In addition to the fintech payments, new subsets have also emerged and prospered in the form of wealthtech, insurtech, regtech, cybersecurity, etc., etc. So with this, friends, we have covered the major verticals that are disrupted by fintech, and we have actually established a beautiful setting for driving deeper into the fintech world. In the first chapter, we understood what is fintech. In this chapter, we understood various verticals of fintech, and now we can move ahead more with exploring more details about fintech. Thank you.